540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden makes a surprise visit to Ukraine, where he met with President Zelensky. Why today? National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The impending one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion really presented a crucial moment to do this.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy with more on the president's stop in Ukraine.
Air raid sirens were heard in Kyiv as President Biden and Volodymyr Zelensky emerged from St. Michael's Cathedral in the heart of the city. At the presidential palace, the two leaders told reporters the visit was meant to demonstrate solidarity as the Russian war enters its second year.
Remind us that freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Warsaw.
The president is now en route to Poland. Former President Jimmy Carter is receiving hospice care at home. CBS's Robert Costa reports.
The Carter Center on Sunday did not offer additional updates on the 39th president's health. A day earlier, Carter's grandson Jason wrote on Twitter that his grandparents are at peace, and as always, their home is full of love.
Former President Carter is 98. Israel has postponed a controversial settlement expansion plan as the UN Security Council is set to discuss the issue. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The move comes after the U.S. criticized the settlement expansion plan as an obstacle to peace. The decision has angered Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's nationalist coalition partners, who accuse him of caving in to U.S. pressure.
One person is dead, four others injured, including a child, after a person opened fire during a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans yesterday.
It's a family event. There are children here. There is no need for anybody to bring a gun to a Mardi Gras parade.
A lot of people have been bringing guns to airports. The TSA says it intercepted a record number of guns at airport checkpoints last year, 6,542. Nearly everyone caught claims to have forgotten that they had the gun with them. Facebook and Instagram owner Meta plans to launch a paid subscription service. Here's CNET's Ian Schur.
What's important for Facebook is making sure people feel like this is a valuable thing to pay for, while also not alienating the people who are using its service for free.
Meta Verified starts at $11.99 a month. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A memorial service is in the works for former University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank. During her time at the UW, she created full-ride scholarships for low-income students from Wisconsin and led the effort to enroll more out-of-state students. She died Friday from pancreatic cancer. Blank was 67. Republican lawmakers plan to craft their own state budget rather than work off the one Governor Evers proposed last week. They concede they'll have to increase spending, but will try to keep it lower than what the governor's proposing.
24% seems like a pretty excessive amount of spending. My guess is that in the end, we're not going to end up anywhere close to a 24% increase in spending.
That's Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green. He was on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. In sports, Giannis Antetokounmpo is in New York to get his injured right wrist looked at. He hurt it last Thursday night. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Sandy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I've been listening to you for a while this morning with Under the Helmet. I didn't wear my helmet here, too. And I won't be talking from under it.
You know, Larry Heisel. Hey, Larry, if you're out there, man, call in. Larry Heisel, you know, the Hall of Fame Milwaukee Brewer, call in to the show this morning. We didn't get a chance to talk to him. But Larry, call in. And it's good to know you're still around, man. It's good to know you're still out there. It's good to know that you're listening, man. Out of all the people that I know, you, without question, one of the most genuine men I've ever met in my life. So I'm honored that you would take the time out to call. But anyway, it's Monday. Oh, it's not Friday.
It is Monday. Yep.
Okay. So it's Sandy Williams. My co-host is here. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Larry Heisel, left field.
Yeah, Larry Heisel, left field. You know, I made
this. Was he World Series? No, that was Gorman Thomas probably back then.
That's a good question. And
I know
it was close.
I don't know. You know, baseball is not top of mind for me. So, yeah. But he might have been around that period.
Well, you know, I made the statement that, you know, football is over and baseball, you know, is where I got to go now. And
you got basketball.
Football is over and baseball is where I have to go. but, you know, I'm a guy who likes action. And, you know, the 1-0 baseball game is, I like 15-10.
Mm-hmm.
Action, right? Triples, home runs, doubles. But all of these two hits. Oh, great game. He threw a two-hitter. The other guy had three hits, and they won 1-0. Oh, what a great baseball game. Not quite, you know. You go to Brewer games?
No. I stated
without hesitation.
I don't go to many at all. Baseball, you know, it's
slow.
It is slow. And when I was a kid, baseball was low on the rung of things I was particularly good at. I had very bad vision. Turns out you have to be able to see the baseball to hit it. And it wasn't until I got eyeglasses in seventh grade that I realized that people could actually see that thing, which was a mystery to me until that point.
Sandy?
From that point on, I did get better at baseball, but it left a bad taste.
You and I followed the same path. My vision is 20/80, and I didn't get glasses, I don't know, until 7th, 8th grade myself.
Well, 20/80 isn't that bad. Mine's like 2800.
Oh, okay.
If I can't see the floor if I don't have my glasses.
Well, I can't, I can't see anything clearly without my glasses. And so I was never able to hit a baseball.
Right.
Even to this juncture, I never was able to hit a baseball. And I remember there was a guy who was the one of the top coaches for the Los Angeles Dodgers and back in the 60s. And he used to kind of show people how to swivel your hips, and I would swing with my arms. But I could never, even a softball, when I played on the softball teams, couldn't hit a lick. So, yeah, so baseball, as much as I respect it, just a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, well, I just remember in fifth grade that the selection on the playground process, which became sort of a humiliating self-realization. When I watched the selection process last night in basketball, these guys are all stars.
Right.
But I felt sorry for Laurie Markkanen, the last pick, right? So, I can identify with that guy.
Yeah, but that guy, and I didn't even know of him, is going to be a great player. Oh, what is he, 7 feet?
He's 7'1". He's built like he's the same kind of athlete as Giannis. I think the reason he wasn't picked, he's not a three-point shooter, right? This game was all about three-point shots.
Well, that wasn't a game. That was entertainment. And so I don't want to refer to it as a game. I tried to watch the first quarter of it. Couldn't even get through the first quarter. And, it's okay. So,
like I said to you off the air, every New Year's, I don't know if it's still the case, the Boston Globetrotters Harlem Globetrotters used to come and play in Mecca.
They still do.
And so I went there in high school a couple of times, and they put on a better game than the All-Star game.
Well, they still do. Every New Year's Eve, it's a tradition, they come to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And even though it's now done at the Pfizer Forum, it's still the same thing. But anyway, let's get started, Sandy. I wanted to begin our conversation with President Jimmy Carter in hospice. 98 years old. Did you know he was that old?
Well, I did, only because he's been in the news recently, sometimes with his health. Jimmy Carter, I guess he wasn't viewed as the greatest president, but I think he's probably been the greatest human being and the most dignified post-president we've had. And he's even going out in a very dignified manner. He's going, he's staying at home with hospice. He's a humble guy. I kind of think the world of him, actually. I think if the world were filled with more Jimmy Carters, we would be a much better place.
There's no question that he wore his Christianity on his sleeve. And he and his wife, even though Jimmy Carter took some vicious arrows while he was president of the United States and was ridiculed and mocked during the time he was president of the United States, he never showed bitterness, right? He never did. And that man just had was just such a beautiful person.
Well, he used his post-presidency and his status as ex-president to do only good things. He got involved in Habitat for Humanity. He got involved in world peace negotiations. He got involved in solving several world diseases, this parasitic worm in Africa that causes blindness that was a big problem and now isn't a problem at all, was eradicated. He's done tremendous things in his post-presidency, and whether it was, I guess it might have been the fact that he was a Christian, but I think it really had to do with the fact that he was just a very good human being. And his outlook on, I guess he was an evangelical. He was the first of the identified evangelicals in politics. But his version of evangelicalism was complete inclusion. You know, in fact, he's frequently in social media. There's a quote that he put out about how it was that, homosexuals existed prior to Christ and at the time of Christ, and yet he never uttered a word during Christ's life. Christ never uttered a word of negativity about them. And so he was feeling it and talking inclusively about those kind of issues long before politics was ready for it.
You know, Jimmy Carter, never will forget the beating that he took when the interest rates were 20%. Or inflation. Inflation was 20%.
Well, interest rates. Interest rates got that high, and inflation was double digit in the mid-teens. But it was willfully done by Paul Volcker, and Volcker was trying to beat down the inflation that had cropped up during his period. But it had lots to do with oil.
Yeah.
And in fact, there was an article this weekend that was kind of extolling his virtues, but it also pointed out that during his presidency, in spite of those high interest rates, unemployment was at an all-time low up to that point. The economy was very strong. And so, you know, he was managing a very difficult time period. It was also 4 years in which we had no form of warfare whatsoever. When we were involved in no foreign adventures.
Well, you know, Sandy, the oil embargo was taking place during...
Well, the initial oil embargo was in 73, but the oil shortages persisted through the 70s, and the oil cartel was manipulating oil prices and exercising their muscle during that whole time period. And it was an oil shortage, in fact, that tripped the wire for the inflation during his period.
So wasn't it at the time that the nation came together, and not the number one oil producers at the time, Saudi Arabia and others, I forgot what they called themselves, those people all came together and created what was the name of them? I'll think of it while I'm at it. And my mind won't let me move forward until I think of what it is.
Well, we'll get it.
Yeah,
we'll get it.
And so, but anyway, at the time, Sandy, all the things that happened, the horrible things that happened, I remember reading, and when I really found out what kind of man Jimmy Carter was, OPEC.
You're thinking of the OPEC nations.
Yeah, OPEC, right.
Yeah.
OPEC. So it takes a while.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, OPEC used to be pure and simply, but there's also OPEC too, and Russia is a leading member of OPEC too. And while Russia's oil reserves aren't the largest in the world, I think they're the second largest oil producer right now. So
those things happened at a time when Jimmy Carter was president, and I remember there were hostages from the Olympics.
Well, that was in Munich in 76, but the hostages that actually tripped the wire for him were the in Iran.
In Iran, yes.
And so what happened was the Khomeini revolution occurred, toppling the Shah in 79, and so he was president during all of that.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's Monday. It's Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's what it was.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 41 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows around 21. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number as Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Let's get it out of the way, Sandy. It's CJ. Good morning, CJ. What's going on?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. Thanks again for taking my call. My thoughts and prayers go to the Carter family. He's a good man, but he was a terrible president. He used to be the worst one, but now we have the worst one ever.
In your opinion, we've got to put that
mine,
on.
Earl.
It's your opinion,
not just mine. After watching interest rates, hearing Sandy talk of inflation and interest rates. When I bought my first house, interest rates were 18.5%. I got a land contract for 12.5%. It took the Reagan administration to cut taxes to allow that. But the Democrats still, with Tip O'Neill, still spent all the money. But the mere fact is that the interest rates are going to have to climb to get inflation.
Wait a minute. Just CJ, one quick question here, just in terms of defying economic logic. You think that cutting taxes is what reduced interest rates? Because cutting taxes would have an inflationary effect. I don't think anyone had the view that
cutting taxes caused revenue.
Do you also know that when Ronald Reagan took office, America was the greatest creditor nation, and when he left, we were the number one debtor nation. Are you aware of that?
Who was in control of
What are you talking?
Control of the purse? The Democrats.
CJ, just let's come down to earth a little bit. Reagan had a veto pen. And how many of Reagan's vetoes were overridden to cause that expenditure to happen?
I don't want to talk about Reagan.
You brought it up. I know. CJ,
right now.
I know, but CJ, we're not going to let you come on and talk about what you want to talk about. I told you before, it's not the CJ show.
Talk about him, Earl.
No.
guy's a failure.
Hey, CJ, I'm talking.
This guy.
Cut him off, man, because we are talking about Jimmy Carter, okay? And that's what I mean about you coming in changing the subject, man. We're talking about Jimmy Carter and the kind of man Jimmy Carter was. You know, I'm sorry, is. Jimmy Carter is still with us. And you know, Sandy, so what Jimmy Carter was faced with those rates, and, you know, he was blamed for all of that. Could one man have created that situation that produced
climate? I think it was an accident of history. The interest rates had been building through the 70s, and they actually climaxed during his administration. Paul Volcker was put into the Federal Reserve chair position, and Paul Volcker, you know, everyone now looks back and says it was a very courageous thing he did. He basically cut inflation off at the pass by driving Federal Reserve rates up higher than they had ever been. So, you know, Carter was the president during a time when all of this happened. He was also president during the time of the Khomeini revolution in Iran, which ended up being the kind of the trigger to the loss of his presidency, it's viewed at the time, at least.
You know, Sandy, it is without question what you say and what Jimmy Carter will always be remembered for by people like CJ as solely a buffoon.
Well, my point when I mentioned Carter's presidency was only to say that, yes, he wasn't controversially viewed based on the circumstances during the time of his presidency as not necessarily a great president. I said that at the time.
Right.
But since his presidency, I think he has been a remarkable human being, doing many, many great things, and lots of them meant to heal the troubles that mankind face. And so what's remarkable to me is that someone like CJ can't decide to pay tribute to that period of this man's life and wants to use Jimmy Carter's presidency as a segue to launch into a partisan argument about today's situation, when what we could all be doing is using Carter's life as an example of how it is that we could smooth over our differences.
You know, Sandy, he clearly wanted to talk about the greatness of Ronald Reagan cutting taxes. And then when I pointed out to him, when Ronald Reagan came, we were the largest creditor. When he left, we were the largest debtor. When that was pointed out to him, I don't want to talk about Ronald Reagan.
Well, the tax reduction, the trickle-down theory, the size of the deficits during the Reagan period and as compared to prior to the Reagan period, all these things beg the question of whether Reagan was a great president. There's no question that Reagan was the initiator of the conservative movement, the effective conservative movement in politics, and certainly those people who embrace conservatism view Reagan as a great president. Reagan was a charismatic guy. He seemed very likable. He was a very well-liked president,
right,
regardless of his policies. So, you know, but Reagan was day before yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and we are today,
yeah.
And what we were talking about was humanity, and I would just want to end the conversation by simply piling on the fact that Jimmy Carter is still alive, and he's apparently decided to end his life in a very dignified manner, and the guy is a terrific human being and a very dignified man.
Well said. Got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Monday. This Monday's with my co-host Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Let's go to the phone lines. And Tom, hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. So when you have someone that says government is the problem, he's basically saying that we, the people, are the problem. And I hope everyone takes notice